Spot Podcast is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. You know, it makes me so happy when people say they've seen me on the Pella commercials on TV. I love it. I love hearing that. I love all the people with Pella, and my experience with them was top-notch. The work they did on my home, I couldn't have been more pleased with everything with. The showroom in Omaha was amazing. The service, the finished product, the people, just was first class the whole way. Check them out online, PellaOmaha.com. That's PellaOmaha.com. And the Nick Bond Podcast is brought to you by Shoot 360 Lincoln. My brother and I are owners of the world's most advanced basketball training facility right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's a membership-based national franchise that uses NBA-level technology that provides real-time feedback after every shooting, passing, and ball handling rep you take inside of our facility. We got a brand new website that is pretty slick. Check it out. Shoot360Lincoln.com. You can learn more about the facility, the technology, what we offer, camps, clinics, classes, personal training, and so much more. So check us out on our new website, Shoot360Lincoln.com. That's Shoot360Lincoln.com. Okay, NCAA tournament preview going region by region. On this pod, we're talking about the West region. It's going to be fascinating to see how this tournament plays out, because throughout the regular season, we just had an incredible amount of top 10 teams losing to unranked teams on the road. We just saw upsets all the time. It seemed like every week you turn the TV, there's a court storming of an unranked team beating a top 10 team. And even though, for the most part, UConn, Houston, and Purdue kind of separated themselves over the course of the regular season, parity really was prevalent throughout the past 3 or 4 months. And then that remained the case in the conference tournaments as well. We saw a ton of upsets in the conference tournaments with bid thieves all over the place. So will this tournament be similar to the conference tournaments in the regular season with upsets and craziness, or will chalk prevail? Will the cream rise to the top? Going to be interesting to see what happens. But on this pod with the West region, couple of things to keep in mind. I always like to give this nugget. So since KenPom started in 2002, Ken Pomeroy, KenPoint.com, college basketball analytics website that is just like, it's incredible. Since KenPom started in 2002, every national champ but one has been top 25 in both offensive and defensive efficiency in the country. Every national champ but one has been top 25 offense and defense. 8 teams this year fall under that category: UConn, Houston, Purdue, Auburn, Arizona, North Carolina, Creighton, and Marquette. There are 2 teams in this region that fit that trend, fit that criteria: North Carolina and Arizona. Both are definitely good enough to win the whole thing. North Carolina is the 1 seed in this region in the West. Arizona is a 2 seed. Baylor the 3 seed. And Bama is the 4 seed. Some juicy matchups in this region. So let's get to it. Picking every game. West region. Here we go. 1 seed, North Carolina. They play Wagner. We've seen 1 seeds go down twice in the past 6 years. I don't think we see it here. I got North Carolina rolling. 8 seed, Mississippi State. 9 seed, Michigan State. So Michigan State started the season ranked 4th in the country. They're a preseason top 5 team. They returned almost everyone from a team that went to the Sweet 16 a year ago. But Michigan State lost their opener, their first game of the season to James Madison. And in a weird way, it just kind of set the tone for the season. Just up and down and up and down. They kind of would get it going and they'd fall back. But the bottom line is this: you give me Tom Izzo and an experienced team a week to prepare, I'm going to ride with Sparty. I think Tyson Walker has a big game. I got Michigan State over Mississippi State. 5 seed St. Mary's, 12 seed Grand Canyon. So St. Mary's this year was able to dethrone Gonzaga, win the WCC. They return a good chunk of their core from last year's team that won an NCAA tournament game. I really like Aiden Mahaney in the backcourt for the Gaels. He's a baller. And I think Randy Bennett is one of the best and most underrated coaches in college basketball. What he has built at Patty Mills, Omar Samhan, Matthew Dellavedova, like what he has built at St. Mary's is incredible. But they've got their hands full with Grand Canyon, who is no joke. They're coached by March Madness legend Bryce Drew. Grand Canyon's 29-4. They play fast, and they are relentless, attacking the rim, drawing fouls, and getting to the free throw line. They are the Grand Canyon's 4th in the country in free throws made per game. That is a huge part of their offense. In fact, they score 24.7% of their points from the free throw line, which is 5th most in the country. St. Mary's is an excellent rebounding team, so this game comes down to free throws and rebounds. The name to know for this one is Tyon Grant Foster. Tyon Grant Foster for Grand Canyon. Talented wing, 6'7", 20 points per game. I'm going to do it, man. I'm calling for the upset here. The 12 over the 5. I got Grand Canyon downing St. Mary's in a close game and moving on. 4-seed Bama, 13-seed Charleston. It'll be a fun game. Both teams are really good offensively. Both teams want to play fast. There'll be a lot of points in this game. Charleston loves the three ball. Obviously, so does Alabama. Both these teams are near the top of three-point field goal attempts per game. Bama doesn't guard anyone, but they are elite offensively. And Charleston just, to me, Charleston isn't quite good enough defensively to slow down Bama. So I think Bama wins a scoring, high-scoring shootout that's actually pretty close, but I got Bama winning. 6-seed Clemson, 11-seed New Mexico. So, you know, listen, the committee screwed a lot of things up in this field, and this is one of them. New Mexico is the 11-seed. Clemson is the 6-seed, okay? So New Mexico is the 11-seed. Clemson is the 6-seed. Yet New Mexico is favored by 1.5 points in this game. New Mexico is the higher-ranked team at KenPom. Lobos are 23rd. Clemson's 34th. And New Mexico has the better net ranking. I don't know what the committee was doing with New Mexico. New Mexico just won the Mountain West tournament and played great. I've had 3 New Mexico games on TV this year, and man, they are fun. Their guards are ballers. Jamal Mashburn Jr., yes, the son of Kentucky star Jamal Mashburn. Donovan Dent at the point guard spot is amazing. Jalen House, son of NBA legend Eddie House. Like, House is crazy, man. If you've not watched Jalen House play, he's one of the most aggressive players I've seen in person in years. He will take some crazy shots. He will gamble a ton on defense. He's the NCAA active steals leader. He is fireworks. Plus, JT Toppin, Mountain West Freshman of the Year, really good four-man. Nelly Jr. Joseph, Iona transfer. He's got size and can move at the five. I really think this New Mexico team is dangerous. I love PJ Hall for Clemson, and New Mexico will have issues with him, but the guards for New Mexico are really good. I like New Mexico to win a crazy game and get to the second round. 3-seed Baylor, 14-seed Colgate. Baylor's a great offensive team, man. One of the best three-point shooting teams in the country, 6th nationally in three-point percentage. But Colgate is good at defending the three. They're 11th in the country in three-point defense, so that's going to be tested here. I think Colgate hangs in there, but Baylor's athleticism will reign supreme as the 40 minutes wear on. I'll take Baylor over Colgate. Big news, I'm excited to be working with Autograph, co-founded by the GOAT himself, Tom Brady. The Autograph app is where your fandom lives. The app gives diehard fans like you access to all the best college sports content, fan challenges, and exclusive rewards like discounted tickets, exclusive merchandise, and more. You can unlock rewards like these just for doing the things you already do as a fan, like listening to this podcast, following news on your team, sharing your favorite content, and more. Download the free Autograph app in the App Store or Google Play Store today and use the referral code BAH, my last name, B-A-H-E. That's referral code BAH, B-A-H-E. See you at the game. 7-seed Dayton, 10-seed Nevada. True coin flip game here. Daron Coleman is the name to know for Dayton. Really good player inside, 6'9". Keenan Blackshear for Nevada can really score. I am going to lean Nevada here because I think the Mountain West was way better than the A-10. And I think the Mountain West has Nevada more prepared for this one, which I think does matter. So I'll go with Nevada over Dayton. And then 2-seed Arizona, 15-seed Long Beach State. One of the great stories of last week. So Long Beach State and Dan Munson. Long Beach State basically fires Dan Munson heading into the conference tournament. They agreed that they're going to part ways at the end of the season. So what happens? Dan Munson and Long Beach State, they go out there and win the Big West Conference Tournament and go to the NCAA Tournament. Just what a story. I think that great story comes to an end, though. I think Arizona rolls and moves on, especially after having lost this game last year. Remember, Princeton beat Arizona as a 15-seed over a 2-seed a year ago, so Arizona will be locked in. All right, second-round games. Number 1-seed, North Carolina, 9-seed, Michigan State. Wow, what a second-round matchup. North Carolina and Michigan State, my goodness. I really want to pick Michigan State. I really do. They got the experience, got the coaching. But, man, like once a team kind of shows you who they are, believe them. Not to go that cheesy line of like when someone shows you who they are, believe them. You know, but like the same thing can be said for a team. Like Michigan State has just been inconsistent all year. They've struggled down the stretch. Sparty is 2-5 in their last 7 games. Hard to change who you are this time of year, especially against the elite teams, and North Carolina is an elite team. North Carolina has the championship pedigree with Baycott and R.J. Davis, having gone to the national championship game 2 years ago. I think those two guys lead the way in a whale of a game. I think it'll be a good game, but I'll take North Carolina in a really close one over Michigan State. 4-seed Bama, 12-seed Grand Canyon. Another fast-paced, high-scoring game on deck here. Bama is a tough team to ride with because they can be so boom or bust. They can hit 15 threes and get their pace going and score 100 points on anyone, or they can give up 100 and struggle. I think Bama got fortunate here with their draw. Like, I think if they drew a slower-paced grinder team, that would have been problematic for them, but I don't think that's not the reality of their pod. So I think they have a good first weekend here. I think they overwhelm Grand Canyon scoring the ball. Take Bama going to the Sweet 16. 3-seed Baylor, 11-seed New Mexico. Maybe one of the funnest games of the first weekend potentially right here. You like guards? This is your game. I told you about the New Mexico trio of Donovan Dent, Mashburn Jr., and Jalen House. Those three are as good as any backcourt in the NCAA tournament. They could all go off for 25 and be like the holy crap, look at this guy. I mean, they've had, God, what was the nugget? I did their game towards the end of the year against Fresno State. They've had 5 different guys go off for 26 points or more. JT Toppin, they've had the 3 guards, and I think it was Nelly Jr. Joseph as well. But they have dudes that can all go. And this time of year, those great guards are just so vital. Baylor's a little turnover prone. They turn it over on 17.6% of their possessions. That ranks 217th in the country. And New Mexico is very disruptive and active defensively. They're 19th in the country in steals per game. And Baylor isn't great defensively. 64th in KenPom's defensive efficiency ranking. I think New Mexico turns Baylor over a little bit, and those guards have a big day for the Lobos. I got the 11-seeded New Mexico Lobos going to the Sweet 16 and beating Baylor. 2-seed Arizona, 10-seed Nevada. Too much Keyshawn Johnson, too much Caleb Love, too much Pella Larson. Arizona is locked in to avenge last year's early exit. I like Arizona a lot in this game. I think the Wildcats breeze through the first weekend and get to the Sweet 16. All right, Sweet 16 matchups. 1-seed North Carolina, 4-seed Alabama. So when you look at this game, Bama ranks 112th in KenPom's defensive efficiency ranking. For a top 4 seed, that's crazy. Bama has given up 100-plus points 3 times in the past month, which is a ton in college basketball. Their defensive shortcomings are eventually going to catch up to them, and I think they do here. North Carolina gets a week to prepare. I think they will get their transition game going, and they're going to be able to get what they want inside with Baycott, who has a big day. Alabama, arguably the best offense in the country, but the defensive shortcomings catch up to them. I got North Carolina winning and get to the Elite Eight. 2-seed Arizona, 11-seed New Mexico. Will be a great game, man. Arizona turns it over and isn't shy to get into a track meet. So New Mexico can hang in there, I think, with Arizona. But the one thing that with New Mexico that really concerns me is they're very undisciplined. Even though he will arguably be the most fun player in the tournament to watch, Jalen House leads the charge with the undisciplined element of this. Like, I'm telling you guys right now, this weekend, Jalen House could go 3-for-19 and get 2 technical fouls and get ejected. Or he could go 10-for-14, score 35, and dominate the whole first weekend. Like, anything could happen. Against Arizona, I just think you got to be a little bit more solid, a little bit more disciplined, and I'm not sure New Mexico has that totally in them. I think Arizona's the more disciplined team, and that wins out. I got Arizona beating New Mexico. Okay, Elite Eight, regional final. 1-seed North Carolina, 2-seed Arizona. A little chalky in this bracket for the regional final, but these two teams are the best two teams in the region and fit that KenPom national title trend I was talking about of being top 25 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. And how about the storyline of Caleb Love, former Tar Heel, who helped lead North Carolina to the national championship game 2 years ago, transfers after last year, a very disappointing North Carolina season last year, transfers, ends up at Arizona, And now it could be Caleb Love and Arizona going up against his old team in North Carolina in the Elite Eight. Oh, boy. I like Arizona in this game, and here's why. San Diego State transfer Keyshawn Johnson and Umar Ballo, they got two big bodies to throw at Baycott. Umar Ballo is enormous in person. He's one of those guys, like, I couldn't believe when I did an Arizona game a couple of years ago, and when Ballo walked out onto the floor, I was like, whoa, he's way bigger than, you know, I know he's listed big and all that stuff, but, like, some guys are listed big and don't look as big. Like, he's huge. I think they slow down Baycott, which changes the game. I've always loved Pella Larson. I think he's, like, the perfect glue guy. And Caleb Love has had quite the resurgence after transferring to Arizona. He showed you the high highs he can hit in that Final Four run 2 years ago against North Carolina. I think Love has the big revenge game, and Arizona slows down Baycott. And I got Arizona beating North Carolina, winning the West Regional Final, and going to the Final Four.
A Herd at Sports Network production.